From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A look back at how unemployed workers have fared in the past month reveals better than expected results. The Labor Department's reporting today fewer than expected job cuts in February, 36,000 instead of the 50,000 analysts had predicted. That leaves the unemployment rate unchanged at 9.7%. Hugh Johnson, chief economist at Johnson Illington Advisors, says analysts thought the rate would actually edge up.
Most economists thought because of the weather that we'd see an increase in the unemployment rate and we'd see a more significant drop in payrolls or lost job losses for the month.
But these numbers don't include people who have stopped looking for jobs or can only find part-time work. Factor these in and the so-called underemployment rate is closer to 17%. President Obama says while the jobs market has a long way to go, there are signs of improvement across the country. He points to a startup green software company called Opower.
You're hoping to hire another 100 workers this year?
That's correct.
And so this is a model of what we want to be seeing all across the country. Our goal for the economy is to show similar job growth in the months ahead.
President Obama speaking today in Arlington, Virginia. Details are emerging about the man who allegedly opened fire on police officers just outside the Pentagon yesterday, NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Young, well-dressed, well-educated, and well-armed. That's how officials describe John Patrick Bedell. He's the 36-year-old California man officials believe shot and wounded two guards at a Pentagon entrance. Bedell was killed by Pentagon police. Officials say Bedell was wearing a suit and carrying two 9mm semi-automatic weapons with many magazines of ammunition. What is unclear is a motive. Richard Keevil is the Pentagon's chief of police.
It appears he's had some issues in the past. He has had a couple of contacts with the law. He's a very well-educated individual. Right now, we don't know if we have a motive yet.
Officials are looking at internet postings by a user named J. Patrick Bedell that railed against the military and the government's enforcement of marijuana laws. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
There could be a shift in the way the Obama administration handles the 9/11 terrorism case. The Washington Post and Associated Press report that White House advisors are considering recommending five defendants face military tribunals. They include self-declared 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Last year, the Justice Department said the defendants would be tried in federal court in New York City, a decision that sparked a string of protests. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 80 points at 10,526. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 24 at 2,317. This is NPR News. A top Pakistani Taliban leader has reportedly been killed when Pakistani helicopter gunships struck a tribal area near the Afghan border. Quoting unnamed sources, local media say 30 militants were killed in that attack. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Pakistani officials confirmed that two airstrikes at midday targeted militant hideouts in the tribal area of Momand. Eyewitnesses were quoted as saying many bodies were strewn on the ground. Among them, according to unconfirmed reports, is Malvi Fakir, a deputy commander of the Pakistan Taliban who's been on the run since the Pakistan Army captured his base in the adjacent tribal enclave of Bajur last month. Pakistan's forces have been pounding the northwest corner of the country. It had fallen into the hands of militants sympathetic to extremists fighting across the border in Afghanistan. Today, a suicide bomber attacked in the nearby district of Hangu, targeting buses transporting residents of a Shia community. Hangu has had a history of sectarian tensions between Sunni and Shia Muslims. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Chile is still getting powerful aftershocks nearly a week after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck. This while emergency crews keep searching for victims. Hundreds of people were killed in the quake, and much of central Chile's infrastructure is in ruins. At least six people are dead and more than a dozen others injured from a tour bus crash south of Phoenix, Arizona this morning. Authorities had to set up a triage area alongside Interstate 10 to treat victims pulled from the wreckage. The bus was carrying 21 passengers when it hit a car and rolled several times. Police say that crash caused two other minor accidents. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.